that love the Lord to them who are the cold. I had no seen, nor ear heard, nor have it entered the heart of man. The things God has prepared for those who love Him. You must love the Lord, give Him all your heart. You must love the Lord because it's the greatest commandment, child of God. You must love the Lord, give Him your very heart. His love upon me, therefore will I deliver Him. I'll set Him on high because He has known my name. He shall call upon me, I'll answer Him, I'll be with Him in trouble. I'll deliver Him, I will honor Him. You must love the Lord, give Him all your heart. You must love the Lord because it's the greatest commandment, child of God. You must love the Lord, give Him your very heart.
Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for this time You've afforded us to be here in Your presence, to experience Your love, to experience Your presence, to experience Your Word and Your Spirit. We pray that Your Word will continue to shape us, and Your Word will continue to transform us, and Your Word will continue to make us what You want us to be. We thank You. Please continue to open our eyes to behold wondrous things out of your law. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Wonderful. We have a few minutes to the end, and I just want to begin and to share with you 25 reasons why we must have a mega church. Yes. Now, it's a mega church conference, and there's a reason why we must have mega church conference in this season. Now, I felt in my heart that the Lord, you know, wanted me to also extend my ministry to my neighbors, my friends. When the angel appeared to Cornelius, the Bible says that he told him to go and bring Peter. I mean, not Peter Gauga, but Peter. And that Peter would tell him what to do. The Bible says when the time came, he gathered his household and his near friends. His near friends. And they all gathered. So when Peter's blessing came on them, or the Holy Ghost came on them, it wasn't only on Cornelius and his household, but his near friends. So I also thought to myself that I must extend my hand to my near friends. Yes, that's why we are here. Yes. And I can see that we are being blessed already, isn't it? I mean, I've never considered a message from the other side. You know, actually, one day Bishop was preaching on loyalty and disloyalty, a message that we have heard for many years, preached them, we know the books. But this time he came at it from the father to the son. And it was quite odd because we always looked at loyalty from this side, for the children to the fathers, and from the members to the pastors and congregation members to the senior pastors. But then to have the senior pastor looking down at the children in terms of loyalty, and it was quite different. And I think this message has been that kind of difference for me tonight, that honor also is reciprocal, and honor begets honor. So when you honor your church members, and I could see some of my members whom I have honored, I can see how they love me, like this boy who is here, like this very troublesome boy. But my honor nama in the crown, we're on it. Do you understand? Yeah. Yes. You can sit down, but I mean, yeah, I saw that it is that sort of hand that is welcoming, and that is conciliatory, if there's a word like that. You know, that is able to welcome you in spite of all your things. Because people have things, but you see, the ashes, the choristers, hey, choristers, even I have a group I call rap stars. They sing rap music. One day I told them that I don't want to see them again in this church. They won't sing again. And that I don't even want to see them. They shouldn't, because I told them not to go for a program and they went. I told them they shouldn't go, but they went. And I said, and from today to go, and you are disbanded. No more rap star. I don't play rap music when I am around in the house. I don't have rap music that I listen to. But Eja, it's your talent and your gift. And when you minister to, it's sort of nice. So okay, you be there. But it's not as though I really want rap music. So come and sing rap for me. So hey, and mama, must you help me? Yes, and I disbanded the group. I said, if you like, leave the church. Hey. Yes. Join choir, join ushers, join dancing stars, but not rap stars. No more rap stars. I don't want to see your face again. Yes. I was ready to lose them. Yes. I was ready to cry. Meanwhile, I wanted a big church too. Yes. But sometimes some people, you have to show them something small. Yeah. But, you know, like good children, they also received a rebuke. And then they were there, very humble. Now they come to church more than before. Hey! After so many weeks, I saw that they had genuinely repented. Then I told the church, I told them that, hey, I said I've disbanded, but reassemble and come and sing for me and then do your things and come and rap for me. And they are rapping. I don't know if they will be there around. I mean, are you here? Hey. But today, they are always around, singing. Even when they are not singing, they are still there. And it's a blessing. It's a blessing. And since that time, I mean, we are flowing. And it's working. Yeah. So, sometimes, you have to be angry, but you have to also learn to be fatherly. Do you understand? Yeah, and I think that story of that worker you have is also very powerful. And I see that with my father many times. I see people that you will write them off. I mean, when you see the things that they have done, it's like, hey, even there are bishops who have left our church writing on him on Facebook. One day he said that, look, if these my children, with this my children come back, somebody was asking me, so will I receive them back? He said, I have no choice. I'll receive them. Hey, I tell you that some of the brothers, senior brothers, were saying that, this one, dear daddy, this one, you will receive them, but we will not allow. No, but the father's heart is always looking out for children who are wayward, children who are some way. So if you are a pastor, you dear, you want only pepper children. Hey, where two or three are gathered in his name is what will be your church. Yes. But the pepper people, they are only two. If they have gone par three, you see them three people. You know. And you will see that a lot of people, sometimes even some people who leave the church for some time, always leave a room in your heart when they come back to welcome them. When you see them at the crowd, don't squeeze your face and say, oh, shame any my day. Foolish boy. It's like, why not? And you'll be surprised what, I mean, there are people whose testimonies, if we tell you, you wouldn't be afraid when they are coming towards you that, hey, when the madman is cleansed of the madness, is that not small one to frighten children? You know, but the heart of a father, and sometimes the father has that heart, but there are senior brothers in the church who are sometimes, you are not a pastor even, but you are a blocker. You are at the gate. When you see this boy coming, it's like, ah! What I come to do here? Out. And the way you face him and give him some shoulder or some Bluetooth quarrel over some Wi-Fi environment, he will see that it is not the place you must come to. You will be bummed off. Yes. Yes. Yeah. You have not given me anything. This one has come. You are now making a party. We have been here. No party for us. You know. He's coming to your office. We are here. We don't get a chance to come and see you in the office. This boy has come. He wants what? He's going where? He wants to go where? Bishop says he should come. Are you sure? Are you sure? No, Bishop didn't say he cannot go to the office. But we are here. We don't go to the office. How can he come and just now he's going to the office? Hey! But God has many children. You'll be surprised. When Jacob Jacob was dying and he called all his sons. All his sons. 12 of them. All his sons. They were all still his sons. One had blown his wife. One had gone to sleep with his wife. Do you see? Two of them had gone to kill some people that he had peace with. But all of them were his sons, and he spoke into their future. When you go to heaven, their names are in the foundations there. You can't say that they are not Jacob's sons. But if it was you, me, my young wife, you have gone to sleep with my young wife, you die finished. Cursed be you, you will never see light. Darkness will cover your head. When you move and the sun is shining, only you, it will be darkness. You will never see rain. Every time your land will be dry. Foolish boy. Hey! The wind will carry you to the east. Hey. But I think that a pastor's heart is very large. You need a large heart to accommodate a lot of nonsense. And we who are shepherds in the church, workers in the church, we have to learn to have a larger heart. Sometimes I find some people who leave the church, not because of me, what I've done or not done, but somewhere in a little group that they belong to, somebody has removed them. Yeah, there are some headmistresses. If you cross them, it will not be easy for you. They don't have a father. So one day my prophet bishop died, he preached a message called fatherliness. He says he wants all the ladies to be fatherly. Not motherly, it was Mother's Day, but he says he won't call the message motherliness, he will call it fatherliness. Because fathers are more broad-hearted than even the. If you have a woman boss with some way, sometimes it's not easy to flourish around them. When their period doesn't come, or their menopausal symptoms are facing them, you will not find it hot flashes. Every time they are feeling hot, and you too, you have brought yourself. Hey! And you are some beautiful girl. Oh, you will not find it easy at all. Alright. God is going to give us a mega church. I believe that every church represented here will break numerical barriers you have never broken. You will break numerical barriers you have never broken. A mega church means many souls are saved. And God is going to make your church a big church through the salvation of souls. You have a bigger church. So let me give you why we must have a mega church. Number one, you must desire to have a mega church, because that is the most appropriate vision and goal for a pastor or a church worker. Proverbs 29:18 says that where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Where there is no vision, every church must have a vision to be big. And it is that desire. It's not, it may be as though it's the normal desire to have. But some people don't desire to have a big church. Some people say that the church must be small enough so that we all know ourselves. If you have missed your family, don't bring it on the church. Amen. Yeah. If you miss this type of small home where everybody knows everybody, we eat together, we sleep at the same time, we watch television at the same time. Don't think that the church of God has to be small like that. We must, all of us, choristers, singers, instrumentalists, prayer warriors, ushers, must have the vision of a mega church. It must be on our hearts. When the pastor alone wants to have a mega church, and those that are around in the church, workers, laborers, helpers, don't have that heart. Whilst he's trying to work hard for the mega church, it will be as though he's swimming against the tide. So everybody here, join your pastor and join the vision to have a mega church. We must have a mega church. Yes. If you are 100 or you have never broken 100 and you are still using COVID-19 arrangement of chairs, may the Lord lift you from that COVID-19 arrangement and give you a mega church with plenty members. A vision for a mega church must be on our heart. Number two, you must desire to have a mega church because the desire for a mega church will lead you on a journey to that will make your church grow. Church growth is a journey. If you have been a pastor for some years, I'm preaching from the mega church book. Yes, written by my father. If you have a desire for a mega church, you are going to go on a journey. It's a journey. Every pastor who has been a pastor for some years knows it's not easy to have a big church. And I'm hearing, I think even Prophet Adongo had mentioned before that it's not been easy to have a big church, even though he has programs, I think you said you have big programs, but when the Sunday morning, can you tell the people, they think maybe I'm saying.
Well, Prophet finds it difficult to build big churches because of our gift. We are naturally not, people are pastors. We don't have that calling. We are sharp. We are action people. So that caring nature. So we do programs. People come because they want your gift. But to call sharp people is very difficult for prophets.
And you have, I'm surprised that you said it in those words that it's like prophet no ba because hey mommy, sorry jina naso, mommy me say wo sorry jina naso, hey, a very respectable woman who is a director in her company, sorry jina naso. The pastor will just whisper, excuse me, madam, please can I see you in the office for 5 minutes? Hey. Oh, hey, sorry. I may say sorry. Hey. Me who say? Then they start to speak. Very sharp. But after the meeting is over, on Sunday morning, she will go to Presby.
Yeah.
Yes. Are you listening to me? It's a journey you embark on to have a mega church. And if you don't have the desire, in the book, the Church Growth, It Is Possible, the very first chapter talks about a burning vision for a church growth, like a strong desire. It's not something that comes automatically. And over time, some of us who have stayed in the church a little longer, we have become despondent. You didn't understand the word because I intentionally put it there. You have become what? Professor Mamoed Bakokan. You have become morose and discouraged. Yeah, disappointed. Hope deferred, the Bible says, maketh the heart sick. So many workers in the church have sick hearts. Because they have tried to work and done some work and has not seen the type of growth that has been prophesied and they seem to have worked for. So they have become despondent. I think that's the best word to use. Yeah. You have become discouraged. So when another person comes and says, look, this is our year of increase, you will see the year of increase not in the church membership, but year of increase in terms of your finances. But the time has come for us to take God at His word. Yes. And know that if God said, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it, believe God that He will build His church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Change your mood from the disappointed shepherd or pastor and lift your eyes again and see the harvest. It is still ripe. See the harvest. It is still, there are a lot of winnables, still a lot of people to win. And it's not over yet. you will have a mega church. Oh yes. I'm glad that I've been part of a church that began in a classroom. I saw the church in a classroom. We moved to a corridor and I was praise and worship leader. Yes. My own sister, when I invited her to my church, she used to go to another charismatic church, very established. They had a philharmonic orchestra. They had a person who played a sax and violin. Hey, it was a very nice church. The uniform of the choir, a lot of people, the praise and worship was heavenly. When I invited her to our church, oh, our drums, borrowed drums, we'll be playing, I will roll from the stage and fall on the ground and roll, and they'll pick it up, bring it, put a block on it, and then continue playing praise and worship. One day she never told me, but later in life, when I was helping to do our work on our church in New York, I invited her. Then she was working for a foreign service there, so she came. When she said, "Hey, I really thank God, pa, the way God has blessed your ministry and brought you people far." But then she said, "I remember." Then I said, "What do you remember?" She said, "Oh, when you used to invite me to your church, and I'll come." Then she reminded me how the drums used to roll from the stage. Yeah. And the keyboard we had was like twice this iPad. In fact, we invited a man of God to come and help us raise funds to buy a building. And he said, look, he lifted the keyboard with one hand. He said, "Lighthouse Chapel International, this cannot be your keyboard." "This cannot be your keyboard. This cannot be your keyboard." It's like, what? And a church of your stature, how can you have a keyboard with this few keys? My sister told me, she said, "Hey," I used to say, she said, she used to say to herself that, "Hey, it's like my brother and his friends, what are they doing? What are we doing? We are doing church. We are doing church." You are asking yourself what we are doing. We are doing church. When you go for adoring the God, people, they say that, "Mina fio." What are we doing? We are doing adoring. Or engagement. Say, "Mina fio, I pay you." So when you ask yourself, what are we doing? We are doing church. We are doing church. We there, we were happy. We there, we were excited. We there, we knew that God was going to do something great with this church. We there were not discouraged with our little instrument there. So I am here to tell somebody, don't be discouraged with your few members. Don't be discouraged with your little group that you have. Don't be discouraged that you don't have a modern cog. Is it cog or cog stage 3? Yes. Studio Master. Yamaha. Something complex motif, something complex. Don't be discouraged that you don't have motif. Don't be discouraged when you go to somebody's church and see a keyboard that is from here to here, very big, and you see the instruments and instrumentation. Don't be discouraged, because I've been there before. I've been there when it didn't look very nice, yes, to the outside, but to us, God was working and we were very happy. Be encouraged in your heart, because what you see today is not going to be the end of it. One day you look at the place where you used to meet and tell yourself that, "What? Is this where we used to meet?" And we called ourselves Lighthouse Chapel International. Mega church. Don't be discouraged. My brother and his friends, what are they doing? What are they doing? They are doing church. They are doing church. And me, I was so happy that I was able to invite her from her philharmonic orchestra to my little church with rolling down drums. Oh yes. You come and see my air condition. I've been in a church that's very hot with a lot of mosquitoes. And when you see somebody's church is air conditioned, then you become discouraged. Tell me, I have seen a church in a classroom. The whole of Lighthouse Chapel International was in a classroom. But though thy beginning were small, thy latter end should greatly increase. Change your desire and say, God will give us a mega church. God will give us a mega church. My bishop made a plaque with wood. Lighthouse Chapel International, the mega church. They put the mega church under it. That's why we have a denomination called the mega church. Because it became something that even some pastors were angry with us. How can you say the mega church? I said, we say the mega church. At that time, we had only one branch. But you to say, or maybe you are a giga church or a terra church. Do you understand? But leave me to trust my God that what he has begun today, he is able to build it and make it greater. Your church will move from a classroom to an auditorium to your own cathedral in the name of Jesus. Your instrumentalist who cannot find the key, if you make a mistake of lifting the key, it will be a problem. He's not getting the key. By the time he finds the key, the song is over. Don't be discouraged. I've been there before. I've seen it before. But the day will come when you have multiple instrumentalists and multiple instruments, and God will show himself strong on your behalf. So don't quench your desire, because you need to have that strong desire. I want a big church. I must have a big church, because it will lead you on a journey. Because the journey is what? To go for a conference like this. When you don't have the desire, they say, oh, there's a mega church conference. Oh, I have a desire. You see, one day a bishop brought his leaders to show them an Akazu where Bishop Dag had built a beautiful campus for them to see what is also possible for them. They were walking on the campus. They walked from here, go here, go here. At a point, they didn't know that one of the pastors, our pastors, was walking by them. And they were talking among themselves. What are you bringing us here to come and see for what? For what? For what? They were just murmuring under their breath. So when you don't have that desire, you will not like a conference. That conference, what will it do for me? But the conference is to open your eyes. Like I heard from, I have not in that way heard a message like this, in this way, where the pastor must honor the conference. But it's true. Because the people that we have honored in that way, they are around us. They will even die for us. Yes. There are things you will hear. It will lead you on a journey to read a book that will make you have a mega church. The book I'm preaching from is called The Mega Church. It's a mega church book. I know a pastor in Kenya, Jimmy Masharia. He said he began his church in his sitting room with this book, Mega Church. He didn't know there was any other book. And from that, he built a church. Recently, I was in his church. He has built the building is even higher than this one, with offices and very nice auditorium that they are tiling. Glass all around. Beautiful. So if you don't have that desire, you may see a book, Mega Church. Mega Church. How to make your church grow. The mega church. How to make your church grow. I didn't cry pictures in him. You just put it aside. But when that desire comes, you will read and reread. You will study and apply and implement and see how it works. And over time, you will see that mega church happening practically in your life. Look, I have extended my hand to my near friends because this area that we are in, we need to take it.
Amen.
And one church cannot take it.
Amen.
Yeah, we need to take this territory. We must take all the way from to Ashima. We must conquer the areas. We must take over Shaliboche and its environs, Madina Estates, Santor areas, Lakeside, and we must conquer. When people walk here, they must feel the presence of God. They must feel the presence of the church. They must see strong churches, mega churches. Yes. I want to see you have a mega church, 1,000. Yes. 2,000 branches. Branches here, branches there. Have it. Flow. Have it. My bishop, if tomorrow, by the grace of God, we have opportunity, we have a group here that will give you the books, this one that I'm preaching, free of charge, on your tablet. If you have a tablet, we'll give it to you free of charge. A to A. Please set up A to A for free. And it's not because it's not valuable, but it's because my bishop has a mind that his books must not be sold so that it can be available for people and it will be a blessing to them. Yes. So may you have a desire to have a mega church. May God grant you that strong desire to have a mega church. It will make you travel. We have traveled to Korea. Oh yes. There were times when Bishop carried us 35, 50. Let's go to Korea. Why? To go and see. Because when you see, you can incubate or you can become pregnant with. And that journey, it went, it was very far. You travel, you go to Dubai, you go and wait for some almost one day. You take another flight for hours. You arrive in Seoul. You go and meet, and we will go from before the conference. And we will stay through the conference till after the conference. Everything we go. If they say we should go for house fellowships to go and see how they do house fellowships, we go for house fellowships. We do everything. Why? Because he's trying to bet in us a strong desire to have a mega church. Because somebody has done it in Korea, it's also possible here. He used to tell us all the time. He said, this man is able to gather more than 120,000 cell leaders. Cell leaders in the Olympic Stadium in Seoul, Korea. Monday morning. Cell leaders. And he used to say that one day we'll meet in a stadium.
Amen.
We didn't have one branch. We are the medical school canteen. One day we'll meet in. How many people one day we'll meet in a stadium? We went to Kolegono. He kept prophesying. How many believe one day we'll meet in a stadium? This Good Friday.
We were there.
At the Good Friday, we were at the Accra Sports Stadium. And I whispered to him that, Bishop, this one is the fulfillment of the prophecy, but Independence Square is not a stadium. So when we meet at Independence Square, we have still not met in a stadium. But this one, a stadium that is not easy to fail. Oh, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. One day, your church will meet in a stadium. One day, you'll be the man of God in that church. You are the one preaching. I don't know which stadium it will be. Accra Sports Stadium, or by God's grace, they have brought us a new stadium here. I don't know what the capacity is. Boteman Stadium. One day, you'll be having your Good Friday at the Boteman Stadium. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Okay. Clap for Jesus. Number three. I don't think I'll finish, so let me just give you a few. Tomorrow we'll just continue from wherever we live. You must have a mega church because the prophetic destiny of every church that the Lord builds is to have a greater end than the beginning. The prophetic destiny of every church that the Lord builds is to have a greater end than the beginning. What does he say? In Job 8:7, he says, though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. It is happening in your church. 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 Number four, you must have a mega church because most pastors are deceived into thinking that the work is being done when it is not being done. There is a deception that Ghana there is 75% Christian. Is it 75? About 70 something, 70% at least, around or over 70%, 71. Hey, so when you hear that percentage, you realize that, oh, we are a Christian nation. But a lot of, we are in our churches, we see the people who come to church, and we see the people who claim to be Christians on television, here, they don't go to church. On Sunday morning, you typically find people who say they are Christians, they don't go to church. They are only comfortable to say that this is my church. I am a Presbyterian, I'm a Catholic, I'm a Methodist, I go to Lighthouse. I go to Lighthouse. Even when they say they go to Lighthouse, I say, who's your bishop? Bishop Eddie is my bishop. When you say that, it means you don't come to church here. God, my church is not called Lighthouse Chapel International. Are you there or you've gone home? The work is not being done. Walk around and see. You see plenty people of other religions. You see them on Fridays. You see them on Saturdays. They are going. When I was even coming, I saw some people. I said, hey, these people are here too. There are a lot of people who are not Christians. The church, there's still a lot of work to be done. The work is not yet done. If your church, the size of this church, it may look big, but it is not big enough. The church is supposed to be from here, from the back here, there's 20 meters behind here and 20 meters there. But we cannot easily fill it. So that we can occupy at least some small section. It's an arrangement. If we are serious, we have to remove all the offices here and build another office outside of here, if we are serious. But sometimes when you have a small hall that is full, you kind of feel that the work is done. But the work is not done. We must lift up our eyes. Look at my friend's church from Kenya. Pastor Jimmy, that's his church. The one who started his church with the mega church book. That's his church. Very nice church. The nicest building in the entire area. Yeah. One day you go and you see it there. Say amen. Number five. You must have a mega church because God's will is that his house must be filled. Luke 14:23, and the Lord said unto the servant, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. Every church can be filled. Your church can be filled. Is that not so? Do you have space in your church?
Sir. Yes, sir.
But your church is not the biggest.
At all.
Yes. Newness. Is there space in your church?
Lord.
That can be filled.
A lot.
Macarius Avenue. This church is called Macarius Avenue. I'm actually surprised. Macarius Avenue. Is there space in your tent?
Plenty space
even in the tent. And the tent is not the biggest building in the area. But you see the Christians, you see us, small uniform, 7-member choir, small instruments, singing, Onise Iyanu, we say we have arrived. Yeah.
And the believers who are in the church, because they are married, some are married, they've got their wife, they have got their children are Montessori school, they feel that it's the work of God has been done. A Christian has bought a car, he said, God is moving. When you get a car, it doesn't mean God has moved on you. It's not that it cannot be the sign that God has moved on you, a car. Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive my car. I receive my car. When you receive your car, it's like God has finished his work. The house must be filled. Number six, you must have a mega church because your harvest field is the world. Is the world. Mark 16:15. The Bible says, go ye into all the world. All the world. All the world. This vision must still be on our hearts. It's dying in the hearts of believers. Many Christians don't believe anymore in the Great Commission. Many churches don't believe that we are to go into all the world. If you believed in it, you will never rest. You will never stop. You will never give up. The world has not been reached. Accra has not been reached. Santor has not been reached. If you like, break your church on Sunday morning. Walk through the community and see the number of people who are not in churches. And yet, your area and your community and your city is not the world. Sometimes we behave as though the world is this little place where you live. The world is not where you live. The world where you live is just a small section of the city where you are. Even not the city, but the area where you live. Stretch your vision. Open your eyes. See the harvest. See the harvest. See that the harvest field is the world. It's not just our little space. It is the world. I heard a pastor who had left our church criticizing the vision to the world, to the nations of the world. He said, God has not sent us to go everywhere. He has called us to do our best. When I was listening to him, I said, but which Bible is he reading that he's confidently proclaiming such God has not sent us everywhere. He has called us to do our best. Show me that verse where he said we should just do our best and not go to the world. You see, very gradually, even such comments can make you feel that we are not supposed to go everywhere. Then why did Jesus say it? Every church here is supposed to reach the world. Is supposed to reach the world. So having a church in a little room must never satisfy you. Must never be enough for you. You must see the world as your harvest field. The world is our harvest field. Number seven. We must have a mega church because the biblical example of churches had thousands of members in them. The biblical example of New Testament church. The examples that were given to us when the Holy Ghost came. And the Holy Ghost came and filled the people. They began to speak with tongues. Peter preached. 3,000 souls were added. Another time he preached. 5,000 souls were added. Another time they said that multitudes were added. Very great multitudes. So the church must always be on your heart that we cannot brighten the corner where we are. Brighten the corner where you are.
The world.
If you are in a church, you see, that's why the doctrine of bless me, God bless me, God bless me. Lord, my car. Lord, my visa. Lord, Abruchire. Lord, I have to go abroad. This is my year. My year of going to London. My year of going to America. You see, these type of messages have diverted our attention from the real work that God left the church, that Jesus left the church, and has made us become so inward looking. It's like you need a car. Why you doing what? Well, somebody will take you one plot of land, be Uko Jinasu Bampire, he's going to build. He finishes, he lives in it. Then he has one car for himself, one for his wife, another to take the children to school and back. It's like this vision means that God has really finished the work that he has for him on earth. It can never be. Jesus looked at 12 people as he was leaving them. He said to them that, go ye into all the world. All. Why do you think that that commission is to only the disciples? But when it comes to the blessings and the prosperity and answered prayers, that one there, the verses don't apply to only the disciples. They are applying to all of us. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? Biblical examples of churches had multitudes of members. So when we have 60, we should never be satisfied. 60 congregation, then we who are members in it, we start talking, criticizing, facing, do you see, facing each other. This one, they didn't come for my adoring. And then this one, when my children were whatever, they didn't whatever. This one, my child is in the Sunday school, and some child has beaten my child. And then whatever, then we are just crying over ourselves, among ourselves, in the 60 member church. But God is calling us to a harvest field of the world. We must reach the world. In Jesus' name. Acts 2:41, he says, those who believed what Paul said were baptized and added to the church about 3,000 in all. Beautiful. Acts 4:4. But many of the people who heard their message believed, so that the number of believers totaled about 5,000 men. Wow. Hey! Wow. 5,000, 3,000. Hey, may God give us 3,000 member churches. 5,000 member churches. 2,000 member churches. 1,000 member churches. Receive it in your heart. Receive it in your church. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Choristers, believe God to be singing to... You see, when you sing to 2,000 people, it's different from singing to 60. When you preach to 2,000, it's different from preaching to what, 250.
That's it.
Every now and then we have what we call Soling Sundays, an evangelistic service. The whole church is full, sometimes outside. 5,000, 4,000. Hey! You should see me when I'm preaching. Me will womanize. Me will womanize. Me to tuntesio. Make it come out. Jesus. You see that a man of God has come to town. It's different. Miracles. You see that when you pray for, when you have your 300 member congregation, it's that everybody is healed. Nobody is unwell. No one is sick. When you have 4,000, somebody is receiving a healing. I tell you, somebody, your backache is going. Receive it in Jesus' name. You see that three people backache is gone. Somebody you couldn't see well, begin to open your eyes. You will see the testimonies. Every time I have that testimonies. But my normal service is not. But God is taking us there. I said, God is taking us there. I still believe in the mega church vision. I still believe that God will give us a big church, a mega church in the thousands. Because the biblical example, 3,000 souls were added. 5,000 souls were added. Every day you are quoting where two or three are gathered in his name, he is there in the midst of them. Where two or three? Every day, where two or three? Where two or three? That scripture is a good scripture. But now, shift your eyes and read this one and say that 3,000 were added to the church. 5,000 were added to the church. And that is what will happen in your church, practically speaking. Clap your hands if you believe it. 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 Number 8, a mega church means more souls are saved. more souls are saved. Number 9, a mega church means more workers, more laborers are released to the work of God. Matthew 9:37 says, the harvest is so great. The harvest is truly plenteous, but the laborers are few. How many believe that we must have a mega church? Oh yes. Practically speaking, believe. Don't be tired. I said, when I listened to the 88-year-old man, he said he's not retiring. A golfer, 88, even golfing, he has not retired. He's moving from country to country playing golf. Why shouldn't I move from country to country preaching the gospel? And city to city preaching the gospel. And area to area preaching the gospel. And still with the same passion that we must win more souls. We must preach to more people. We must go to... But you see, sometimes we find that people in the church, when you are preaching like that, it's like they look at you, it's like, guy, I'm saying, no, but... That's what I'm saying. That mega church, I can't watch them 5 years in it. Me join the church 10 years ago. Your true number be 500. Did that, but you do 200. 500, you to me do. 200. Now, bar. We see 500. What's our true? Even your father was the one who put the 500 there. He has gone. You too, you have come, you have put 500 there. We never saw it in his day, and you think that we'll see it in your day. Oh. But here, your father left a church for you, isn't it? Huh? How many were they?
Seven members.
After how many years?
21 years.
After 21 years, the father handed over the church to him. 7 members. And today, how many are they?
They are in 2,000.
2,000. You should see them when they gather for Easter convention. 2,000. That's why I came to tell somebody, your church may have been 7 people, but you are crossing 1,000. You will cross 2,000 in the name of Jesus. Believe it. Believe it. More laborers. Even you have a bigger choir. Yes. I was in Oede Post Church last year. The last day of the visit was an all night. And they announced earlier in the morning devotion that they will not have the one service in that location, that Canaan land, and that they should meet in the centers, but just a few, those who are nearer, should come. Zonal centers. They should meet in their different areas. So the choir director was with us. And he said, oh, tonight the choir, there will not be a lot, because the way they announced that everybody should be wherever they are, there will not be a lot. So we asked, how many will come? He said, oh, he's expecting 900. Only the choir. And there were 900 when they came on the 900. They were not a lot. So I said, okay, so what about the church itself? How many people? And the church, you know, it takes about 50 to 55,000 people in the main hall. So that was the only place where we were meeting for the all night. And from my eyes, I've counted their chairs before. I went there, there was no service. I counted their chairs, and I counted 1,500 this way, times 150 times 100 is what? 15,000. That's one wing. I've not counted the balconies. And there are 3 wings. So 15,000 times 3 is what? 45,000. So I knew that downstairs there... I knew that downstairs, if they are not, if I use my eyes on the all night, that they say people are meeting their viewing their centers and they are not coming to the main area. I tell you that they will not be less than 30,000. From what I saw. All night, Jack. All night. It has been announced that everybody should go to their areas. So if you are in Lagos or whatever, you shouldn't come. Just stay where you are. Don't come here. But just those who are just around. At least 30,000. Okay, Enfant said 25. Choir, no. Oma and Makra, 900. And that's why I'm saying that. Have faith in God for what He will do in your church. The day they say, and then the uncle for a mass, sorry, 1,255.
Thank you. Beautiful.
The choristers, they didn't really come, but they were not a lot. It's like, oh, my arrangement to be here, 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 and here. It's the same, 25 altos, 50 sopranos, and then 30 tenors. And the instrumental is 10 of them. Yeah, the Mama Makra, that's the number. Almost 100. Hey! But today, if it rains, not even if it rains, if the weather changes like it's going to rain, you see that you pastors, we have to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, I command, let the heavens be stayed. Let the rain come in the evening. Because once it rains, choristers, no. Rebecca, 3. Members, Rebecca, 2. And then you yourself, but the day is coming. And it will not be long from now. That God will lift your church from the hundreds. From less than 100, you are going to 200. From less than 200, you are crossing 750. Amen. And from 750, 800, you are crossing 2,000. I didn't hear a big amen from you. I didn't hear a big amen from you. May God make it happen in your church. As we are preaching and prophesying, it's coming to pass. It is coming to pass. It is coming to pass. We've been going to Korea for so many years. Today we are seeing what we saw in Korea. That a stadium can be filled by one church. Yes. And Okra, 2 weeks preparation. There was not much time. Bishop had gone for crusade. We were not sure. Independence Square, they were not giving to us. We decided, look, what about the stadium? They said, stadium, they are not sure whether they can give whatever, but they are negotiating. 2 weeks. Okay, we are meeting the stadium. 2 weeks. Everybody, come. Stadium, 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 stadium. That is it. May you see what you are seeing. May you see practically with your eyes what you are seeing. 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 You will fill halls you have never been able to fill. Yes. When Bishop was talking to me about starting a church, we're sitting at Sankara Circle. He had come to visit his beloved on campus. He was going back to the medical school in Kolebu. He came to visit me and I went to see him off. We took a car, went to sit at Sankara Circle. He was telling me what God was going to do. He told me, God is going to use him to start a church and he wants me to come along. And that we will take follow-up seriously and there will be no hall that can contain our number. There will be no hall that can contain our number. And today, practically speaking, there is no hall that can contain our number. That's why I stand here to also speak over you. There will be no hall that can contain your number. There will be no hall that can contain your number. There will be no hall that can contain your number. Some of you don't have any branches or just 2 or 3. Less than 10, less than 20. But you are going to have branches inside Accra. In Accra here, you will have branches. And one day when you gather your branches, there will be no hall that can contain your number. There will be no auditorium that can contain the growth that God has given to you. If you believe it, clap your hands unto the Lord. God will give you laborers. God will give you workers. And then finally for today, you must have a mega church, because through a mega church, more ministers of the gospel, full-time pastors, bishops can be appointed, consecrated, and released into the harvest field. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Young Gicho's cell leaders were 120,000. Only cell leaders. Some of us, our churches, there are only four pastors. But God is going to bless you. There will be more ministers, quality ministers, released into the harvest field. Some full-time ministers, some full-time helpers, and God will bless His work. Father, thanks a million. Stand up on your feet. Oh, yes. The mega church vision is real. The mega church vision is real. The mega church vision is real. God will help you to build a mega church. Father, in the name of Jesus, lift your voice and pray. Oh yes, we speak over our churches. We speak over our congregations. Oh yes, Father. You said you'll build your church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Let the mega church grace, the mega church anointing, let it fall upon us. Let it come upon us. Marato sikia bahada. Manto simia baderia mahagaze. Yeli mora mashata kasimia bada. Oh yes, Lord. Mara masanda la bakoria bazada. Every numerical barrier we have never broken, may it be broken in the name of Jesus. Every numerical barrier we have never seen in our churches, Father, by the grace of God, let it fall upon us. Let it come upon us. Let us see what we have seen. Let us see what we have seen. Let us see what we have seen in the name of Jesus. Makafato kataria, andalire moshataha, ibanda beria basuta, naberia basandalaba, ekafato kashikela, rapa. Manitio safili negada, acha makoria bashanda la magora bada, rabanda bara bashidele beka, andali marota ziaga ba, ratandele mekora dijele, radasikele metonda la bada. Oh yes, Lord, anda gada, rabakataya, anda la magoria. Every discouraged ministry, every discouraged pastor, every discouraged congregation, I command the spirit of discouragement to go out of their lives, to go out of their hearts, to go out of their church. In the name of Jesus, Manto la Magara, Ratandali Manora, Igaide, Suapa Tandeleme, Raka Chandele Makoria Baja, Adieka Fandalaba, Neto Sabia, Neparana. Blessed be God, blessed be God, Ajendele Karota, Ike Paswandele Mene, blessed be God. We give you praise, we give you praise, we give you praise. Oh yes, thank you Jesus, thank you Jesus. Oh yes, for we have cried, we have cried, we have sought, and we have prayed to see growth in our churches. Father, we pray that you will touch our ministries, touch our churches, and turn our churches round. Give us a turnaround in our churches. Oh Father, give us laborers, give us workers, give us servants, servants of God, who will run faster than we have run, who will go further than we have gone, and build greater things than we have built. We thank you, mighty God, in Jesus' name. Amen.